It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Medical science patches up mutilated bodies, transplanting human skin, eyes, limbs, even vital organs. Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain? Many scientists answer yes.
One final segment to take you to the top of the hour and the Darren Copeland Experience. We're ending out your week with a little fun, although I do have to say, I hate L.A. I mean, I hate everything about L.A., and the Dodgers are part of that. Their fans are obnoxious.
I'm right there with you.
I hate their teams, and I hate their town. I do not like that town. So you know what I do when I start hating things?
You turn bitter and then blame them for all of world's ills?
I do that, but then I find myself feeling better about myself because I go up north and I have some of the nation's best hot dogs and hamburgers at Juicy Burgers and Dogs. It's their brand new location located off of I-25 and Thornton Parkway. Just go north on Thornton Parkway, go north on I-25 until you hit Thornton Parkway. Take a right to Grant Street, take a left, and it's right there at 9470 Grant Street. You might even see Juicy Burgers and Dogs, brand new food truck parked in front of their brand new building. I'm telling you, they've got some of the best food you are going to find in the area. Handcrafted, deep-fried jalapenos and onion rings. Woo! They sell tater tots, just like you remember mom making.
how you remember mom heating up.
Yeah, and of course, their burgers are thick and juicy and covered in just amazing toppings, like green chilies and sauces and aioli chipotle dip. It's just fantastic. Their Ditka dog is amazing. It's huge. It's juicy, and it's 100% all beef. You're not going to go wrong by going up there to Juicy Burgers and Dogs and getting yourself a good meal. It's Saturday tomorrow, guys. Drive on up there and tell them that the Darren Copeland Experience sent you, and you'll get $2 off your meal at the Juicy Burgers and Dogs up there.
I want my $2. Well, just say that.
Well, just say Darren Copeland Experience sent you, and then you get $2 off. Also, if you're a first responder or a vet, or if you're currently in the military, you get a 20% discount on everything you buy and eat up there. So,
see, patriotic.
Absolutely. They are very patriotic, which makes sense. You know, we've got 4th of July coming up, but they do this all the time, so it's not just a short-time deal. They do it all the time. Kids eat free on Sundays. Bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't, but that is great because
you can take your kids up there.
I'm 2 years old.
Take your kids up there, because you have two little kids, order them like these huge sandwiches, and then
you
eat it.
My one-year-old daughter has been telling me for days that she wants a Ditka dog with green chili.
That's exactly
and
what you should go
fried
get.
Fried jalapenos and a Coke.
Yes. You just get it for
I
her.
I don't want it, but she wants
but
it.
If she can't finish it, you might have to. Like, if she can't eat the whole thing,
We finished this, and I'll tell you that.
All right. So, if you don't want to leave your house because it's going to be hot this weekend, you can get them on Uber Eats. Just dial them up. They'll deliver directly to your front door, or you can go to their website, www.juicyburgersanddogs.com, and find out where their food truck is. It's all around the Front Range, so you want to catch them while they're out. When you're hungry, when you're feeling down, or just when you want to go out and hang with friends and have some great, great food, handcrafted malts and shakes,
yay,
just tell yourself, I love Juicy.
I got the juice.
So I was going to say that my daughter, actually, that probably might not be a good strategy to do that. Because my daughter, anything that gets in her hands goes in her mouth.
Okay, yes. She's at that
food,
age.
Food-wise, yes.
She's at that age.
Yes. We, at her birthday party, her one-year birthday party, we got her a chocolate cake. And we kind of gave her a taste. And the next, you know, usually you're trying to get that moment where the kid is like, you know, sticking their face in everything. And my son did not do that for his first birthday. He's a very dainty eater. Not so much now, but he was. My daughter, not so much. She took a handful of that chocolate cake with frosting and just whoomp. And then another handful, whoomp. Another handful, whoomp. Five handfuls, it was gone.
Gone. Wow.
I'm like, I can't eat chocolate cake that fast. How did you? And then I looked at her face. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's all over the face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, that's kids. So while you were out doing whatever it was you were doing in the break.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for...
Whittling.
You were whittling. I was looking for something, you know, topical that we might end the show with. Because sometimes on Fridays, we come limping into the barn at the end of the last segment of a Friday.
At my age, I'm always limping somewhere.
But I came across 20 of the funniest sporting headlines ever written.
Okay.
So a lot of them, as you might well imagine, were written by the New York Post.
Okay.
This one is just straight up.
Can I guess what sport?
Yes, you can. Okay. You'll never guess this one. This one is just straight up rude. Welcome to New York, jackass.
Welcome to New York, jackass. I bet that one was to welcome Rodriguez to the Yankees.
Nope, that was to welcome LeBron James's first time to New York.
That's your favorite.
So I love that one. Let's see. Cleveland's colon takes a beating.
Yeah, that's cologne.
I know, but it's, but it's written. But when you read it, it's written C-O-L-O-N, so it looks like colon. It's fantastic. And you know what sport that is.
Yes, I do. That's baseball.
That's baseball. A-Rod goes deep, Wang hurt. Right? I mean, it's just like, I got to think about it for a second. Here's a picture of a baseball bat.
Yes.
Guy's holding a baseball bat. And the title and the headline is, A Mother's Day Gift That's Sure to Tickle Her Pink. That is inappropriate. I know, right? It's just, you just kind of have to go.
I'm not so sure that he meant to say that.
That's just wrong.
See, this is terrible. This is terrible. Tired gay succumbs to dicks in 200 meters. And of course, they're talking about the runners.
Oh, of course they are. Yes, I know exactly what it is. Tyson Gay and Tired Gay.
Walter Dix.
Wait, what was the?
The headline
tired
is
gay succumbs to dicks.
Tired gay succumbs to dicks in 200 meters. And it's about Tyson Gay and Walter Dix.
I have always thought that it would have been the best job in the world, and I should have thought about it more when I was actually living in New York. I should have gone there and please, because I think I'd be pretty good at this.
Yeah?
I think I'd be pretty good at this.
Here's another one. Lady Jack's off to hot start in conference.
Wait, lady? Say that one again.
Lady Jacks off to a hot start in conference.
Ladies.
So it's the Lady Jacks.
Yeah, yeah. The Lady Jacks were. I believe that's. It's not Manhattan.
It's. It is. NAU National.
Northern Arizona.
Northern Arizona University.
The Jackrabbits, probably.
Probably, and their basketball team is called the Lady Jacks. Terribly written
Lady
headline.
Lady Jacks off
to a hot start in conference.
That's definitely one that they didn't, they did not, no one saw it until it came out in the paper.
Nike says Tiger plays with own balls.
You know, actually, that is a serious point on that, because the one thing that Tiger Woods had always said is that with his thing with Nike,
yeah,
is that he always would play whatever was the best
right
equipment.
And that wasn't always necessarily Nike's.
No.
He just played with his own balls. There you go. This is a picture of a player on the bat on his back, and it just says, this sport is stupid anyway. I'm showing it to you because it's soccer.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this one is fantastic. Royals to get a taste of Angels colon.
Yeah, that's again colon again.
Again, cologne. I'm going to guess there are probably a lot of cologne.
Yes, and it's all the same guy because he's been pitching for like 15 years.
This has got to be right out of a Pac-12 college newspaper. Beavers trap Trojans.
Beavers trap Trojans.
So the Oregon State Beavers.
Yes.
Beat the Trojans.
Yes.
USC. Yankees Wang hit hard by Rangers.
Yankees Wang hit hard by Rangers. See, there's Wang again.
Dick Trickle, all for mixing business with pleasure.
Yeah. Okay, that's the most unfortunate name, because that is a guy. His NASCAR yes. is indeed Dick Trickle. And the only reason we know that is men of a certain age, when they used to watch SportsCenter when it was other people,
yeah.
whenever they would do NASCAR racing, they would always manage to tell you where Dick Trickle finished.
Absolutely.
It was always somewhere around. 30th.
Yes. Well, because
he wasn't very good.
But that was SportsCenter back in the day, man. They were just ruler can't measure Johnson's impact. Especially not in Canada where they would need a meter stick.
Oh my goodness.
That's awful.
I think this is the last one. The last one is Tiger pulls out.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for all of us.
So those are 20 of the funniest. I mean, I'm guessing there are probably a lot others that are out there that are just as funny. Some, I mean, come on. Lady Jack's off to a hot start in conference. That might be the best one.
Yes.
You have to read it. But some of these, you just visual.
Well, the whole problem is that you can't read that the way it ought to be written.
I know.
Because then we'd get thrown off the air.
Right. Lady Jack's off to a hot. Put a comma in there, editor. Even if it's not grammatically correct.
No, but the Lady Jacks are off to us, but they can't, you know, they got the first thing to go is the pronouns.
That's true. That is true.
So as I like to say, verb my noun.
That's the end of the week, folks. You survived. We'll be back on
verb
Monday.
Verb my noun, buddy.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend, folks. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll see you Monday.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Have a party, let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup.
What?
I lift you up.